Doug Ford takes the carbon tax to Ontario's top court Monday. Five judges will hear arguments for scrapping it based on the idea the provinces, not the federal government, should be responsible for their own climate plans.
I'll use every tool in my toolbox to fight against his policies.
Saskatchewan is waiting on a decision in a similar court battle. Along with New Brunswick and Manitoba, those four provinces without a carbon tax of their own saw the federal carbon tax kick in January and gas prices jump at the beginning of this month. In Alberta, United Conservative Party leader Jason Kenney vows to scrap that province's plan if he's elected Tuesday.
I make no apology for saying we're going to scrap the retail carbon tax because punishing people for heating their home in a cold winter or driving to work is not a responsible environmental policy.
The NDP's Rachel Notley says she knew this would be a tough fight, but the UCP didn't succeed in making it the ballot question.
What we have heard from many people in industry, in business, and across the country is that Jason Kenney's plan to undo what we've done is actually going to create more instability, more uncertainty.
Conservative politicians like Doug Ford and Andrew Scheer believe it should be free to pollute.
Don't expect the issue to fade into the background after this week. The climate fight will be in sharp focus during the fall federal campaign. Prime Minister branding the Conservatives as short-sighted and divisive.
Why worry about climate change, they say, when immigrants are taking your jobs?
The only thing a Conservative government will take away from Canadians is their obligation to pay his carbon tax.
Federal Conservatives are hoping anger over higher gas prices leads to support at the polls, while Andrew Scheer has yet to reveal his own climate plan. And there is some common ground between all these opposing groups. No one is denying climate change is a real problem.